Hong Kong has finished completing a clearing system and has launched gold futures on testing, and it plans to trial the whole system in 2026. They're going to deepen integration with the Shanghai Gold Exchange and expand storage towards 2,000 tons. Officials frame the move as infrastructure, but the implication is larger, we contend.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey. This is the Goldfix Market Rundown. We have two stories today. Hong Kong is building the plumbing that allows gold to function like sovereign collateral, marking a decisive step towards treating bullion as equal to U.S. treasuries in global finance. Second, a rare U.S.-Japan currency intervention has revived Plaza Accord echoes, signaling that the yen instability has become a systemic policy problem with global consequences. There's the home page. Here's the markets. 10-year yields are up 1. The dollar is down 28. That's mostly against the yen and the euro. That's what that package is there. So it's a lot more down versus the yen. S&P 500 is up 21, and NASDAQ is up 123. The VIX is down 7 basis points. Gold is up $66 at $5,075. Silver is up $7, up trading 111. Shanghai silver is trading 127, a differential of 16, 15, 16, depending on how you look at it. And Shanghai gold is 52.94. Copper is 583, down a penny, penny and a half. WTI 60.75, down 20. Natural gas finally giving back some gains, is down 20 cents, roughly. That's 3.5%, trading 527. Bitcoin unchanged offered. Ethereum unchanged offer. Platinum up 44. Palladium up 44. Platinum up 75. Gold, silver down 2.5% or 5%, if you want to look at it that way. And grains are up. Okay, there's the home page. Let's get to the first story. Hong Kong plans to, let's start over. Hong Kong has finished completing a clearing system and has launched gold futures on testing, and it plans to trial the whole system in 2026, but they've already done it. They're already testing now. They're going to deepen integration with the Shanghai Gold Exchange and expand storage towards 2,000 tons. Officials frame the move as infrastructure, but the implication is larger, we contend. Gold is being positioned for collateral use alongside sovereign bonds, as Eric Young and I have contended for the last 2 months. With prices above $5,100 and central bank demand rising, Hong Kong emerges as the bridge linking bullion markets to yuan internationalization and BRICS trade finance. That story unlocked at Goldfix. Founders. Now, this is titled Founders, but we had to send it to everyone, which is fine. We are having problems with our founders' logins. We try to do something nice and we're getting punished for it. So everyone benefits. So we're sending out a long, rather intense piece about what we think is going on with Japan and how it plays out. There's a long academic piece there, and then there is a 15 or 20 minute, 10 or 15 minute audio that's more colloquial, to put it bluntly. But what we're seeing is a rare coordinated U.S.-Japan currency signal that has jolted markets as the New York Fed conducted a U.S. dollar Japan, well, Japanese yen rate check at Tokyo's request. The move strengthened the yen, weakened the dollar, and revived Plaza Accord parallels, signaling that FX instability has crossed into systemic risk management rather than the routine market volatility. Again, that was sent out to everyone. Could call it an upsell, but you know, we're having problems with the founders, so we want to make sure everyone gets the good stuff. Moving on. We put out a lot of stories yesterday. I'm keeping a new guy busy. We're putting out stories, mainstream media style stories that are already covered. And so we're giving you our versions of them. Those are not being emailed, but they're going out on the site. And there were three of those yesterday, and they're also unlocked. Peak gold, 66.66. That's SocGen. We like that. It's a glossy piece, but we like it because it's consistent with what Jefferies is talking about, which is at a certain level, fundamentally, gold 6,500 or so makes sense because if you were to 6,666 is roughly the same price as $800 if you were to measure gold ownership on a per capita. It's kind of wonky, but it makes sense. I like it. Let's put it that way. And then there's a ton of other stories, as you can see right there. In case you missed it, that's the previous day. Chat, I'm working on it. Okay. They got back to me on one person. We've got 20 that have to be fixed. Bear with me, guys. It's not rocket scientist Substack. Please fix this. Data on deck, Fed decision on Wednesday. Today's consumer confidence. And finally, we have the new hats and the new mugs, and please finance my new employee. All right. Let's see. Let's do a little micro today. It looks like we're in a bigger range again. I mean, it's easy to say that, right? That's a cop-out answer. Let's let Polly come up here and see what she has to say today. I've seen this before. Oh man. This is a 1 hour chart while we're waiting for Polly to figure it out. Here's your actually I wanna turn it off now. See this? Move sideways, contemplating going higher, not going higher, finding selling, boom, back up to here. See this? That's bullish. If we stay under here for any period of time, then the market is thinking collectively. Is there selling above? Well, there was the last time. Is there still selling above? There may still be selling above, but how many people sold it down here? Oh, it's going to go down, and they sell it, and then they stop themselves out, and then they get back in long. So the question is, there are now shorts in this market on the hourly chart that are thinking about if they should cover or not. The question is there still selling above, and how much selling is there? If we break above this, you should assume we get a measured move from 40 from 5,000 to 5,100. That adds $100 to the market. It's that simple. Now, mind you, I'm not saying to get long, and I'm not saying to get short. In fact, you should be short right here. That's a double top. Below this, you're short. If it gets back 51, if it gets back above 5,100, you're flat. If it gets above 5,110, you're long with a $10 stop. That's how you trade it. Well, that's one way to trade it. Silver, see now, silver, right? Spike high, lower back to here. See, this can't be a measured move because we're all the way down here, right? You may want to get long here on a break above this ledge, but that's not a measured move. That's a measured move with a spike in it, which is a completely different trade. You know, the market could be sold all the way up from here to here. So I don't like this trade. So maybe you want to sell silver and buy gold today. Who knows? Let's bring Polly back up, right? Let's not shortchange her. I like Sumo's work here, by the way. If I start my CTA up again, I'll probably use it. Let's go to gold. Let's see if my measured move concept aligns with his levels, or her levels, I should say. That's, here you go. You got an 8 and 9, and it rejected it. That's fine, but that's overbought, and now it might not be overbought anymore. Look, 8 and 9, 2 hours sideways, up. 8 and 9, 4 hours. Okay, so here we go here. Right, so he's got nothing on the 1 hour above because, hey, you're at all-time highs. How could you have levels above? So he's basically saying it's a narrow range. But below 5095 on his level, we could go as low as 5009, which I agree with. But I wouldn't get bearish that until we get below 5072. That's it. I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Well, thank you, Vincent, for another great show this morning. And thank you to you at home for being out there and joining in here and watching along with us. Fun to talk with so many of you in the chat. And if you enjoyed the show, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and the notification bell so that you can stay posted as these different events continue to unfold in the precious metals markets. And just in case you missed what Vince had to say yesterday, well, that one is coming your way now.